Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are times when I find myself listening to the radio, especially the oldies station, and I have to admit, I'm really offended. Because the oldies now seem to be the songs that I used to listen to when I was growing up. And when I hear them, I hearken back to those times. When my mother had her first car, it didn't even have a radio. And so we had to make our own entertainment. And so I would whistle the song, "Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head." You know that one? Come on, everybody. Oh, good. You know what that's like. All right, that's enough. That's enough. And then there was that song when I was in ninth grade. I got up enough courage to ask the prettiest girl in the school to dance. And the song was "Sailing." You know that song? "Sailing, take me away to where I want to." Oh, yeah. Just transports you back into time, doesn't it? Oh, all those great memories. I guess we all do that to a certain extent, right? We look back at those times of history or our life, and we wonder whether or not in some way is there a way to preserve them, or at least can we just recapture them, if only for a moment. And so we use phrases like, "Ah, remember when, remember when." For some of us, it's wishing for those carefree days of when we were in college and our parents paid for everything. For still others, it's just those simpler times when decisions were made for us when we were children. Or perhaps it's even wondering if life would have been a little bit different if we would have maybe didn't waste opportunities that were presented to us. Or in the words of Uncle Rico from the movie Napoleon Dynamite, "If only the coach put me in the game in the fourth quarter, we would have been state champions and I could have gone pro." And sometimes we wonder, why can't the church be more like it used to be? When the pews were full, the offerings were plenty, the children were quiet, relatively quiet, and there were volunteers for everything that needed to be done. We mourn the loss of what was when we thought things were maybe simpler or better. Now, of course, maybe some of this is selective amnesia. If we look back into the 1950s, for most of us, we think of that great rise of rock and roll. But at the same time, our children were going under desks and having atom bomb drills. Or in the 1960s with the Beatles, there were revolutions going on all over the world. Some of them were civil, some of them were sexual, some of them were just plain old, let's take out guns and shoot at each other. And of course, the 70s political turmoil, the gas lines, and dare I say, disco. It always seemed better back then, back there. And I have to admit, in my own life, I look back with rose-colored glasses when I think of all of my kids under one roof in my house. And how easily I have forgotten about the sibling arguments and the late nights with broken curfews. In our gospel reading, Jesus is teaching during the Festival of Tabernacles. He says, "If you continue in my word, you will be my disciple. You will know truth, And the truth will give you freedom, real freedom. Those early disciples who hear him take offense at that. What do you mean, Jesus? We were never slaves. Now, what's interesting about that is that particular festival commemorates their escape from slavery when they were in Egypt. As a matter of fact, the Jews had been slaves multiple times through their history. They don't know who they are or where they've come from. They are, or they have, some selective amnesia. But the freedom that Jesus was talking about here was not political freedom. It was not being free from the Romans or free from the Egyptians. What he was saying to them is, you are free to become a servant, to accept the teaching that he's offering, to obey it with your whole heart, and to place God first in all things. What Jesus wanted is for his disciples to abide in him. And we abide in Christ when we place ourselves in him, in the body, in the church, to live with him, growing together in faith and spirit, drawing from his words. If you know him, you know the truth. And the truth frees you by turning him in sin, turning from sin, turning to him in forgiveness and transformation, and on this day, reformation, and serving him with all that you have. The definition that we use for stewardship is living a life of gratitude and generosity for all that God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Notice those first three words. Our stewardship of our resources is about living a life. And as together a community of faith, we gather with churches all over the world to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. A Reformation begun by Martin Luther, monk, priest, professor, and yes, change agent, who changed the church and society and the world by focusing on God's love and amazing grace. Along with the likes of Philip Melanchthon, the writer of the Augsburg Confession, Johann Sebastian Bach, who took Lutheran theology and turned it into beautiful music, a Peter Muhlenberg from this area who left the pulpit to serve the revolutionary cause, Sister Elizabeth Fedda, who started a hospital in Brooklyn for Norwegian immigrants, and whose hospital is a center of that community even today, of Albert Schweitzer, Nobel laureate, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Lutheran pastor who resisted the Nazis, and even Dr. Seuss, who shared his Lutheran faith through children's books. And we even have a NASCAR driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr. How's that, huh? Do you want to know the truth? Know Jesus revealed in Holy Scripture, the eternal Word, the living Logos made flesh, our flesh. Know life, our life. He knows our death. And yet he offers us his resurrection so that you and I can experience resurrection and eternal life ourselves. Jesus is there for us through his living word, offering truth, life, grace, and love. And he gives us freedom, real freedom. But what does this freedom mean? It is nothing less than the freedom to be able to pray, to be able to worship God, to focus all of our energies on the things of God rather than the concerns of man. We are free to serve, to use our gifts for ministry and care for our neighbor. We are free to give. As Luther said, take a look at your own heart, and you will soon find out what has stuck to it and where your treasure is. It's easy to determine whether hearing the Word of God, living according to it, and achieving such a life gives you as much enjoyment and calls forth as much diligence from you as does accumulating and saving money and property. Enjoyment, Luther said. We are free to laugh. Ministry is meant to be fun. We are to be joined in celebration and share as we are gathered and united and empowered. Luther says the gospel is nothing less than laughter and joy. And we are free to be who you are, a redeemed child of God, not perfect, but growing in faith, in Christ, in grace, in God's holy word. A Lutheran pastor once said, "We don't say back to Luther, we say forward to Luther, because Luther is so far ahead of us that we haven't even caught up to him yet." As we gather together to celebrate the Reformation, it is not just a celebration of a past event or time. The Reformation is a living journey, a great journey where we live into the promises of God. It's an attitude of faithful witness to Jesus, a living out the solas, the onlys that we have been focusing on for the past 5 weeks. Only faith, only grace, only Christ, only God's glory, only the Word. And we join our voices with all those who have gone before us in the spirit of the Lutheran Reformation. As we celebrate today, may their spirit of Reformation inspire us for the future which is in God's hands, and calls us into mission and ministry for the sake of the living, reforming gospel and the proclamation of God's truth and freedom for all of us, indeed for the whole world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.